Hello and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Citizens Bank. Through good and tough times, you need a bank that will stand by you. Texas Citizens Bank gives Houston small and medium-sized businesses the resources they need to thrive. As one customer says, a huge thank you to our friends at Texas Citizens Bank. Great customer service and down-to-earth good people. Call 713-948-5700 to learn more today. My guest for this episode is Kristen Phillips, director of a newly launched program called Golden Section Studios that's helping grow early-stage software-as-a-service companies. The studio's concept just announced its inaugural startup-in-residence, Swoovy, an Austin-based company that taps into tech to connect nonprofits to volunteers. Brooke, the company's founding CEO, also joins the show as we discuss the new program, Swoovy, and some of the challenges SaaS companies face. Kristen, Brooke, and Mike, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having us so much. We're excited to be here.
So let's start with you, Kristen. I want to hear about Golden Section Studios, of course, freshly launched concept from the Golden Section team. Where did the idea for this concept come from?
So you're right. The concept was launched last week on Tuesday and kind of formally launched. So we had this big launch week, but this is actually something that Golden Section Technology and Golden Section Ventures has been doing for a while now, partnering with either their portfolio companies or the companies that they're building in the technology side of things and helping them in a holistic way through developing strategy, making sure that they are positioning themselves well, that they're being scalable. And so it's an approach that has been going on for a while now. And our team comes from a really extensive background of founding businesses, scaling them and selling them. And so the studios is this perfect mergence of all of those different backgrounds into this formalized concept that we launched this week or last week.
So I think a lot of people's heads are going to, is this an accelerator? Is this an incubator? How does it really differ from, you know, what's out there?
Yeah, that's a good question. So when we went to think through how to formalize the studios, we thought through a lot of different models, and the investor studio, startup studio, venture studio, all those words, was the model that we decided to go with because it felt a lot more holistic, and what we wanted to offer was more holistic than just an 8-week course. And so the studios doesn't have a time constraint to it. We really see us as partnering through growth partners and this holistic ecosystem that we put the companies into in order to help them grow and scale long-term. So long-term growth partners is what we're going for.
Yeah. And of course we have your inaugural company on this podcast as well with Swoovy, Mike and Brooke. You know, how did this relationship begin? Since I know as of this week, they are officially onboarded onto the studios. But where did this relationship begin and where is it headed?
Yeah, we're so excited to have our first startup in residence, Swoovy, with us launching today, Monday, June 14th. But I'll let Brooke talk a little bit about her history with Golden Section.
Yeah, so thanks again for having us. We're so excited to be a part of, you know, this podcast and also part of the relationship with Golden Section Studios. So Swoovy was first introduced to the studios through one of our initial investors with the Houston Angel Network. And we had discussions around our vision for Swoovy and the momentum behind the business that we've had in our early stages in Austin and looking for strategic growth partners and strategic investors and resources. And it became this instant relationship that we developed with the studios as they were looking to launch this program and moved forward from there, really exploring on both sides how this could be beneficial.
Yeah. Well, tell us before we move forward, people are like, what is Swoovy? Tell us a little bit about the technology and the problem that you're solving with your company.
Yeah, absolutely. So Swoovy is a platform that connects people with volunteering opportunities for nonprofits. And our mission was to help nonprofits increase volunteerism through easily weaving it into the way people live, work, and play. And we started in Austin through launching a new kind of dating app that connected single people to go volunteer together as a date. And we've expanded the concept and the technology roadmap over the past year to enter the B2B SaaS space with an employee volunteer platform. And that's really where we started engaging with Golden Section, their expertise and, you know, proven growth strategy and technology has been in the B2B SaaS space. So it was perfect timing for us to engage.
Now, Kristen, from your perspective, what made Swoovie, an attractive first company in residence for y'all? And how does that translate to what you are going to look for in the future for next kind of additions?
Yep. Swoovie was such an awesome company to get to know. Brooke and Mike are just so thorough and in depth with their customer discovery, which was something that we were extremely excited about. They really intimately know their customers and know the pain point and have gone about building this technology to really first really identifying the problem and then using the technology to solve for that. And a lot of what we look for as well in the studios is founder fit. And so we've worked with tons and tons of companies in the past, and we know the kinds of founders that we really like to work with, that are driven, that that like to collaborate, that have the ability to kind of trust as on both ways, right? Trust us as a growth partner. We trust them with the investment that we make into them and the vision that we together work on. And so it was kind of this perfect combination of really in-depth understanding of the problem, the customer, as well as a really perfect founder fit. And so we couldn't be more excited to launch with Swoovie as our first startup in residence.
Yeah. So for kind of down the road, I know there's a bit of like an application and vetting process. If someone's listening and they want to learn more, how would you direct them to do that?
Sure. We have a website. It's www.gs/studios.com. But that it would be a great place for someone to land if they were interested in learning more about the studios. And on that is the application. And so first step, filling out an application. And after that, somebody from the team will be following up to schedule an intro meeting to talk more about customer pain points, the product itself, and then just kind of overall goals.
Yeah. So now that we're at this point where, the studios have launched, you've got your first company, what's the trajectory? What are y'all focused on now? And kind of what is Swoovie about to undergo?
Sure. I'll take it first and then I'll hand it over to Brooke. But what we're doing this week as a part of our launch week is we are surrounding them with a ton of meetings with all of our venture partners, which are subject matter experts and industry experts that can help our startups and residents develop strategies and think through how to grow in a really scalable way. And so this week we're really focused on downloading as much as we can from Swoovie to understand their goals and objectives in the next 6 months to a year. And then as well, kind of aligning everyone on our team to really kick it into high gear and start getting the development done, start getting all the strategic planning in place. Swoovie has done already an incredible job at making sure that all of that is rolling. And so we're really just here to help kind of be an extra layer to kind of augment that strategy. And then I'll let Brooke talk a little bit more about her company goals in the next six months to a year.
Yeah, so what's so great about the Golden Section Studios is that as a founder and as an early company, scrappy company, as you're doing proof of concept, the customer discovery, raising funds, pre-revenue, we're at a pivotal point where we just closed a round of funding with the help and stake in the game with Golden Section to really take off. And what's unique about their studio for us is as that startup small team, we've got the bandwidth and we've got a higher capacity to be able to move faster on all cylinders, whether it's sales, marketing, technology, and be in sync without having to staff up a team of 20. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited. We, have been in Austin. That was really our beta program, our early market validation, and we're looking to expand the product and be able, again, to really launch a very robust employee volunteer platform for corporate programs in Q4, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. When I hear, you know, kind of volunteer and community service, I definitely think of Houston, especially on that corporate level. We've got lots of big companies and lots of incredible, generous people at the heads of them. So is that like an advantage basically to have this entrance into the Houston market, kind of via, Golden Section?
I think that there is a lot of opportunity in Houston, and we're looking forward to launching in Houston. I think aside from this relationship, what's really amazing about the Houston market is that there's been, you know, renewed focus on innovation and really supporting that in technology. And so that market is ripe, but across the board, there's a renewed focus in corporate social responsibility and being able to not only say that you're supporting employee volunteer programs, but be able to utilize technology and platforms to actually enable and empower your staff to get involved. And yes, I think there's a lot of opportunity with the corporate presence and the nonprofit presence in Houston as well.
Mm-hmm. With Swoovie, what do you see as the biggest opportunity for growing the company, you know, not just this year, but maybe 5 years, 10 years down the road? How do you really see it expanding?
So 5, 10 years down the road, what's really important for us is that you get the foundation right and that you have levers in place to have a feedback loop from all of your customers using your products that you can react to and continuously optimize something. I think everybody can attest to trying a technology that they really love, but they stick with as they see it evolve with them. So that is part of the foundation that we're building, as well as being able to expand geographically in the right way, choosing cities that, you know, have been proven to have high volunteer interest and demand, a good amount of nonprofits that need help. I think right now people want to get involved more so than ever, following the pandemic and seeing how fragile the community is. Nonprofits needed a ton of help before, and certainly that's only increased. And I think people are wanting to get out and connect and help. And the, you know, one of the differentiators with Swoovie is that it's not just a volunteer directory listing site, it's connecting people. So connecting people, again, in the way they live, work, and play, whether you're a single and wanting to go on a date, or you want to connect with your friends to go do a service project, or your colleagues, and really being able to see how shared interests can bring you together.
Mm-hmm. I love that you brought up kind of this, you know, resurgence of interest in volunteering post-pandemic. And even during the pandemic, we learned a lot of things that we needed. And it seems like any type of emergency situation, and Houston is no stranger to this. It's like we all stand together at the end. So what do you see? I mean, since you have these involvements with both nonprofits and corporates, what's the biggest need? I mean, I assume it's kind of this connection element that you're looking for. What's that big need that nonprofits are having these days in this kind of post-pandemic world?
Yeah, so it's interesting because nonprofits and corporate, it's they both have the supply for each other's demand. And, you know, from a nonprofit standpoint, you look at the research and the data out there, 90% of people want to volunteer, but only 1 in 4 show up. And there are 600,000 nonprofits across the U.S. that rely heavily on volunteer support. You know, 1 hour of volunteer time is worth $28.45 to them. And you start getting people out for a 2-hour shift once a week, once a month, it could infuse billions of dollars into the nonprofit sector. The challenge is that the reason why only 1 in 4 people show up is because it's really hard to and time consuming to find a cause that you align with. Do they have a volunteer opportunity that matches your schedule? Where do you sign up? Do you have to take a background check, an orientation, training, and people just shut down along that process? And the way that most nonprofits still operate in recruiting volunteers is not in line with modern technology and the ease that people expect. And so Swoovy solves that problem. And then from the corporate side, companies want to give, but they experience the same pain points. It takes a lot of time to find a corporate service project, the right nonprofit to align with. So again, we're kind of the matchmaker on both sides to help the nonprofits get their opportunities in front of employees, in front of companies, in front of individuals, and make it easy and fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree. I went from, you know, I don't know if people can relate to this, but in college, I did a lot of volunteering. And then when I graduated, I've had to figure out how to be an adult. And that took some time. But then once I got settled, I was like wanting some way to help. And so, you know, and every kind of organization I got involved with was because I knew a person that was already involved in. Mm-hmm. So if you have a bunch of friends that haven't tapped into an organization, you know, like how do you make that connection? Is there like a particular, you know, strategy I'll have with recruiting and finding, you know, people like me or, you know, corporations that hire people like me that want to help out? What's your kind of way to get, you know, out and about and get your name out there to find new clients to connect?
Yeah, absolutely. So from a corporate standpoint, you know, human resources are a great person for us to connect with, who are always looking for additional benefit programs for their employees. And volunteering has proven health and wellness benefits. It also, as you mentioned, there's a lot of research showing that potential employees are evaluating companies with what is their philanthropic footprint and their community impact, and they expect and demand that from a company that they want, that they're going to align with. There are also corporate social responsibility executives that we talk with regularly about being able to help support their programs through our platform. And as far as individuals, you mentioned that, you know, you heard about something from your friend, and hearing about a volunteer opportunity from your friend is one of the top ways people do get involved. And that's something that we've worked into the way that you can share the app, you can refer a friend, you can invite a friend. And so really honing in on that desire to want to invite a friend and do something together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's, that making it a social activity is so key, right? To it's, you're doing good, but you're having fun. I think people forget that. So they like see an hour of volunteering or, you know, a 3-hour shift and they're like, oh, it's not a chore. It's fun.
It is. You feel really good leaving a volunteer event. I will say that. And even it's funny with the dating side of things. One thing that single people have loved about it is that, you know, even if the date doesn't go well or the person's not a perfect match, you still feel really good and likely, you know, developed a great friendship with somebody doing a service project. So we're just excited to have the SaaS B2B platform coming out with Golden Section Studios and really expanding that and empowering more people through businesses to be able to have access to a tool like this.
Mm-hmm. So one thing I wonder kind of on both sides of the table is when, you know, we talk about, you know, SaaS, what's the major challenge both you see, you know, as a great need, Kristen, on your end, and then on the Swoovy side of things, what do y'all have as kind of, you know, the biggest challenge?
I think, so the biggest challenge for SaaS, it seems to be a lot, when you're dealing with early stage companies, a lot of it's just boils down to product market fit and making sure that you're able to develop a technology that's scalable, that works with your customers rather than against it as you scale up. And so that, I think, solving for that, making sure that you have the right product market fit from the start, the right validation from potential customers, and then building a scalable technology, that seems to be kind of the secret sauce. It sounds simple, but it's not easily mastered, I guess I can say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, that's definitely one of the reasons startups fail, right? Is there was no need for them to begin with. So I guess that makes sense. Swoovy, on your side, and Brooke, you know, what do you see as the biggest challenge to overcome, at least where you're at, you know, now?
Yeah, I mean, speed to market is always something that we hone in on. And how do you have continuous releases that are beneficial for that end user? And how can we onboard companies as quickly as possible? You know, there are challenges from an HR standpoint and a CSR standpoint that we recognize that we will continue to work towards acknowledging in the way that we bring this to market, which are, you know, long implementation timelines, and having to have an HR person want to buy in on a SaaS product and want to offer that internally, but needing to get their development teams involved and really kind of having that cross company alignment and priorities. And so we're looking at that in the way that we continue to build out the product of how to ease that pain point in that process by making it attainable and also turnkey.
Yeah, absolutely. So Brooke, you mentioned, kind of just to wrap up, I'm very interested in you know, Swoovie's future in Houston, of course, being Austin, you know, founded and expanding here in Houston, and in partnership with a great new Houston organization, or program, I guess, with the studios. Kristen, for you, how are y'all focused on, you know, making sure Brooke and her team is connected with the Houston innovation community?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, everything that we do is based on this holistic ecosystem that we loop our startups and residents into, and helping them avoid mistakes of past founders and gaining the wisdom that we have as a company and applying it to her product or to the Swoovie product. And so how I see us getting looped into the Houston ecosystem is really throughout this whole holistic ecosystem, we will be making connections. We'll be making sure that we're serving as a growth partner for Swoovie. And so that means making sure that we're leveraging all of our networks to help Swoovie continue to be successful.
Yeah. And Brooke, for you, what are you most excited about kind of beginning this journey, or, you know, just another phase in Swoovie's path?
Yeah, well, I think as a founder, you start with a vision, and that vision is something that, believe me, you must be so passionate about that you will do anything to really move forward and explore. And we've had such great market feedback from all of our users, and now is such a pivotal time to have a product like this, again, just enable social impact and bringing people together for community impact. And so I'm really excited about the timing. I'm really excited about being able to have the support system and strategic partners and the resources to ramp up and quickly expand.
Yeah, that's so exciting. It sounds like a match made in heaven, which is something you specialize in, right? Mashing. So I really appreciate y'all taking the time to talk to me today, and I'm excited to see Golden Sections and, you know, Swoovie both kind of continue down this road and expand and grow.
Well, thanks so much, Natalie. We really appreciate you working hard to feature all the different cool innovations in Houston and the Texas ecosystem. So we really enjoyed being on this podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.